This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
At the festival of advertising known as Super Bowl 50 last night, sponsors paid up to $5 million for 30 seconds of space. In this streaming YouTube world, one would think advertisers would try stuff that might prompt repeat viewings today. But what did you think?
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey. But what was that ad even for? And I mean, it was funny enough to see creepy Christopher Walken trying to sell a Kia or gnarly Willem Dafoe turn back into Marilyn Monroe after eating a Snickers. But were there any knockouts? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was also forensically watching.
Last year, some of the emotional, intense ads backfired. Remember that Nationwide ad last year with a dead boy talking about child safety? As a parent, I couldn't even watch that. So while last year the ads all tried to be deep and emotional, this year everybody kept it light with lots of babies and puppies. Doritos ran an ad with a fetus reaching for a chip during an ultrasound. Budweiser ran an ad featuring actress Helen Mirren warning Americans not to drive drunk.
Your friends and family thank you. The friends and family of other drivers thank you. Your future self thanks you.
Did the lighter touch work? Adam Hamp thinks so. He's CEO of Hamp Projects, a brand strategy firm.
People want to be a little friendlier, a little bit more humorous, a little less aggressively out there and edgy. So it was sort of a tamed edginess, I would say.
And Budweiser got a nice freebie at the end when the Broncos' winning quarterback, Peyton Manning, said he was going to celebrate by drinking Budweiser. Budweiser says it didn't pay for that, but it had to be worth millions. There were also two separate ads expounding on the challenges of constipation and diarrhea.
Enlightening, both those ads, baby back rib in one hand, nacho in the other. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.